Welcome today to Rejoice and See with Ty and Betsy Tice. Our episode today is God Saves Us from a Mistake. Has he ever saved you from a mistake? Continue to listen. And Betsy, if you would start with our Bible reading today.
Genesis 45, 4 through 28. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt.
Hurry, go up to my father, and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, your children's children, your flocks and your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there is still 5 years of famine.'
And behold your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin. See that it is my mouth that speaks to you. So you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them, and after that his brothers talked with him. Now the report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, "Joseph's brothers have come." So it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, 'Do this, load your animals and depart, go to the land of Canaan, bring your father and your households and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, do this, take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, bring your father and come. Also do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours."
Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them carts, according to the command of Pharaoh, and he gave them provisions for the journey. And he gave to all of them, to each man, changes of garments, but to Benjamin he gave him 300 pieces of silver, and 5 changes of garments. And he sent them to his father, these things, 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and food for his father for the journey. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. And he said to them, "See that you do not become troubled along the way."
Then they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, "Joseph is still alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt." And Jacob's heart stood still, because he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Then Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him, before I die. This portion of scripture tells the reveal of Joseph to his brothers. In an amazing display of wisdom and forgiveness, Joseph tells them not to blame themselves for selling him into slavery. In fact, God used this to promote Joseph to the point where he could preserve them alive during the famine that ravaged both Canaan and Egypt, because God had revealed to Joseph the coming famine and how to prepare for it.
Today's story. God had instructed us to move to Florida. However, we were living in temporary guest quarters, waiting for our temporary apartment arrangement, waiting for word from the bank. At this point, both we and our realtor became fed up with the delays and decided to look elsewhere for a house to buy. There were several 55-plus communities, and believe you me, we were far beyond 55-plus within our price range. One of them was a lovely one, consisting of block and stucco homes that were very much underpriced due to foreclosures and a lot of negative press given the developer by disgruntled residents.
In fact, I had even feared to buy there because of what I had read on the internet. But God said in a word uttered by Ty in our Texas home, if the right house is in this development, do not fear to buy it. You were not thrilled with your first real estate agent, and I took care of that. Ty had an unction that we had to move fast, so we began looking in earnest. The house God had picked for us was in that development. We loved the community, and God gave us the house with all its furnishings at a great price. The house had just experienced a huge price drop, so we had not considered it before. Of course, we had been led to leave most of our furnishings in Texas, and the buyer of the house there had wanted them. The house in Florida has almost doubled in price since we bought it.
Actually tripled in price now.
Yes. Not only that, but it was valued even more before the crashes in both California and Florida. We could not have bought it when we bought in Texas. A shady operator had made the situation worse in Ocala. I saw a story on TV. We were so happy here in our community and our house. When the storms come, we are like the little pig in the story who had the brick house. I think of the song, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow.
Here's some verses to ponder. Genesis 45:8. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house, a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. And also, do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.
And here is a prayer for today. Dear Lord, help me to trust in you to continue to provide all that I need, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, as Philippians 4:19 promises. Let me not cling to what you have already given, but acknowledge you as the source and daily provider of all my needs, knowing that everything is yours and I am granted access to it as you deem fit. Psalm 24:1-2.
And Father, that is our prayer today. And my friend, I would encourage you, much as Betsy and I have lived our life, don't hold on to what God has given you previously when he's trying to move you to something better now. Just trust him. And if it means letting go of all your furnishings in Texas, know that he's got better furnishings in Ocala. And he did. Some of the stuff that was in this house, we couldn't afford to buy. But they're ours because the wife of the previous owner really had a decorating eye and loved expensive stuff. So we were blessed beyond measure. But if we hadn't let go of what Texas had, we could have never received what God had already provided for us in Ocala. Trust Him and don't be afraid. God bless you this day.
According to His riches, according to His riches, according to His riches, He will supply all I need. His riches have no limit. His riches have no limit. His riches have no limit. He will supply all I need. I'll put my trust in Jesus. I'll put my trust in Jesus, I'll put my trust in Jesus. He will supply all I need. According to His riches, according to His riches, according to His riches, He will supply all.